This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy, the sanctions regime by the U.S. and its allies since the beginning of the depredations in Ukraine, are aimed to destroy, to undermine, to elbow aside the Russian economy now and in the future. The theory being, as it's been for more than a century, that severe economic sanctions will bring a leadership to the peace table. Not yet. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the Russian economy, beginning with this headline from Bloomberg Europe. Gazprom cuts Nord Stream gas supplies to Europe. Subhead, Russia turns gas turbines into bargaining chips. Subhead, Gazprom Siemens spar over turbine maintenance, slowing gas flows. The Russian explanation is we're not cutting back. We're doing maintenance on the gas turbines that supply the gas. However, in Europe, they don't wait. Gas, natural gas prices are up 14%. And in London, the people are the consumers are expecting to expect a £500 a month energy bill starting January. These events are damaging to all economies, especially fragile economies. Michael, a very good evening to you. The cutting off of Gazprom is one piece of the Russian economy. Another piece of the Russian economy is that the Russian Central Bank is boasting, bragging, speaking happily of it reducing its interest rates to below what they were when the war started. Do these points of fact go together, the cutting off of Gazprom and the lowering of interest rates below February's rate? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. Everything is connected. The Russian currency is getting weaker a bit. Some people are forecasting that the currency will fall down strongly in August. I would rather look at the other date, December the 5th, because on December the 5th, the European ban on the Russian oil comes into force. No oil from tankers. Some oil from pipelines to several countries only, the landlocked countries. And as of today, the G7 recommended all countries in the world on the tanker oil and on any kind of Russian oil to cap the price. And the price will be capped. We don't know yet how much, but now the Russians are selling oil at discount to China, India, and other countries. The discount is $35 to $40 per barrel, which is 30-40% of the market rate. And of course, now today, they said the Chinese and the Indians and others are eager to follow the lead because this will allow them to get a bigger discount. So after December the 5th, if everything works this way, the Russian economy and the Russian foreign exchange and everything, Russian budget revenues will be in big trouble. Meanwhile, Gazprom, indeed, the Russian natural gas company, cut its supply to Europe to under 20% of what it used to be. It used to be in June, 55 billion cubic meters a year, and now it is under 20%. And they claim some technical issues, but of course, Western countries show that this is just blackmail.
The oil, I understand. You can cut off the oil, and that's a great source of income for the Kremlin, and they have alternate buyers, India for one, China for another. However, natural gas doesn't work that way. You need a pipeline, and all the pipelines that I'm familiar with head into Europe. So in losing the income from Gazprom, doesn't that also make a blow to the Russian economy, given how dependent they're going to become on all sources of income come the wintertime?
Everything matters. And indeed, there is now the substitution that the oil that used to flow to Europe now goes to Asian countries, and the oil and the oil supply to Europe from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq have doubled. And so there is a substitution because of tankers. With gas, it will be much more difficult for the Russians because, indeed, they have the pipeline gas, and the Chinese pipeline is already full, and the ratio is 10 to 1. 10 times more gas supply by pipelines to Europe used to be than to China and other Asian countries. So it will be hard for them to substitute. They want to build another pipeline that will take 10 to 12 years. Yes, they will lose revenues.
And in losing revenues, now we come to metaphors. One metaphor says that the Russian economy faces economic oblivion. Another metaphor says, this is Yale's metaphor, says that I don't remember how they put it. How did they, what metaphor?
Imploding.
Imploding. All right. Both of these are key on this. Businesses leaving Russia, foreign companies that have left, altogether account for 40% of the GDP. Is there a substitute the Kremlin has for that GDP missing?
Oh, no substitute, and unemployment is rising, and they have payroll wage delays now, and workers are quite unhappy, and they have part-time work for them, and so it will be much more difficult for the winter, but it is a big gamble for them. Lots of people are arguing that this reduction of the gas supply is a kind of a purely political. It has no commercial sense, no economic sense. I think that it is a gamble because the Russians demand that the West lift the sanctions. And if you look at this as an investment proposition, that the West, the sanctions cause them losses of hundreds of billions of dollars. With gas supplies, they lose tens of billions of dollars. So they expect by the winter that some easing will occur. If not, they will reverse it. So one can predict that they will just increase the gas supplies if they lose. So it's a gamble. It's blackmail. It's extortion. It's a gamble.
The Russian economy, as we understand it right now, has it behaved in a fashion that is recognizable? Is there an example of this in the past at any point that we can measure how they're adjusting to these sanctions?
Well, certainly, lots of economists go into great contractions, but just be careful with the metaphors, because remember, we used for the United States for 2008-2009, we were saying the Great Recession. Well, the Great Recession was 2.8% decline of GDP. So it's not so big. The Great Depression from 1929 was 29% decline of GDP and 25% unemployment. So the Russians are going indeed into a Great Depression, into a great contraction, and no question about it. Predictions are 10%, 12.5%, 15% of decline this year, another 5% or more next year, but clearly they're going down.
The puzzle then, seeing these numbers, and you've been very consistent with these numbers since before the war. Why would they do this? This is going to be the result. The Kremlin can see this, and they can also see what the calendar means for this contraction, for unemployment, for dislocation, for the shutting down of the economy. Is there a date certain we can say by this date the Kremlin will be exhausted in its toolkit? January, February, March, next summer, anything like that, Michael?
The big day is December the 5th. The ban on oil and the cap on oil prices outside of Europe.
Right.
Another big date is March 2023, when liquid petroleum products such as heavy oil and diesel and others, the European ban. And now one think tank in Europe, clever people, called the CEPR, Center for European Policy Research. They are proposing a price cap on Russian natural gas, because today Russian natural gas in Europe is $2,200 per cubic meter. So they're saying cut off $1,000. $1,000, no more than that. And this will be a heavy blow for the Russian revenues.
Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.